Book Lovers Podcast, Episode 15. Welcome to the Book Lovers Podcast from the staff at the Claremont County Public Library. Today's episode is brought to you by Meeting Rooms. All 10 locations offer a meeting room for the public to use with application and a small fee. Don't you love that, Mary? That
I love it.
Meeting rooms?
I love that they're sponsoring our podcast.
Yes.
I think that's truly wonderful.
Yes. I'm Andrea, and gathering around the table are Mary and Laura to feast upon books about food.
Yay!
If you're busy daydreaming about your next great meal while listening to this podcast, you can visit the website claremontlibrary.org to collect the titles we mention, or email us at info@claremontlibrary.org, or stop into any of our locations when you're checking out that meeting room and also get some book suggestions. Okay. Mary, do you want to go first and tell us what books you're eating up these days?
So one book that I really love is called A Zombie Ate My Cupcake. 25 Delicious Weird Cupcake Recipes, and it's written by Lily Vanilli. I'm assuming that is a pseudonym. And it's really cool. So here's some text from the inside flap. Cupcakes have been iced up in pink and glitter for far too long, and now they're getting their revenge. Lily Vanilli shows how you can take inspiration from the macabre and the grotesque to create some really evil-looking cakes that taste divine. Using natural ingredients and edible decorating materials such as edible luster dusts, gum paste, and glazes, Lily shows you how to turn basic cupcakes into amazingly realistic and delicious sculptures, from eerie eyeballs to ghastly ghouls. You can make Dracula's Bite red velvet cupcakes, bleeding hearts, which are molded with deep red fondant into human hearts and covered with cherry blood sauce. You can also make some heavenly fallen angel cakes made with honey-flavored icing, deviled food cupcakes with ganache icing and chocolate devil's horns. There's 25 brilliant recipes and tips and tricks. It's the perfect introduction into the world of alternative cake decoration. Since she started selling her cakes at a market in East London, Lily Jones, a.k.a. Lily Vanilli, has gone on to become one of Britain's best-loved artisan bakers. With the star-studded client list and thriving bakery on Columbia Road, her bakes are famous for their unique flavor combinations, spectacular design, and exquisite taste. And I will say that the cover of A Zombie Ate My Cupcake is amazing. They look like basic white cupcakes with white icing, except there is a piece of what looks like glass, but it's made with like a sugar, some kind of sugar concoction, and it looks like it's stabbing the cupcake, and there's some cherry blood coming out, and that's just one of the more basic recipes. So it's a cool cookbook in that you don't need to be a genius to make it. You don't have to be even particularly good at baking. As long as you can follow the directions, you can make the cake part of it relatively easily, and then the rest is all just decorations. And you know, that's the great part of it, is you can make it your own and take inspiration from it.
I look forward to seeing you make some.
I think we should have treats for the next podcast.
Yeah.
All right. It'll be bloody good.
Laura, what, do you have a book?
All right, shifting gears. Mine isn't nearly so violent. It's a fiction book called Garden Spells by Sarah Addison Allen. The Waverleys have always been a curious family, endowed with peculiar gifts that make them outsiders even in their hometown of Bascom, North Carolina. Even their garden has a reputation, famous for its feisty apple tree that bears prophetic fruit and its edible flowers imbued with special powers. Who does not want an apple tree?
That sounds awesome.
It does. A successful caterer, Claire Waverly, prepares dishes made with her mystical plants. Meanwhile, her elderly cousin, Evanelle, is known for distributing unexpected gifts. They are the last of the Waverleys, except for Claire's rebellious sister, Sydney. When Sydney suddenly returns home with her own young daughter, Claire's quiet life is turned upside down. So this is a sweet, gentle read, you know, family conflict sorts of things. But anyway, a lot of fun, gentle, kind of book that I'd recommend to my mom.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, good way to put it.
Yeah.
I have a nonfiction book. It's Animal Vegetable Miracle by Barbara Kingsolver. And I've read the book. I've also listened to the audiobook that she reads, and she has a very gentle speaking voice, like softer spoken, soothing sounding. And this book is part memoir, part journalistic investigation, which makes it sound more serious than it is. But basically, she's telling her family that they are going to go on this journey away from the industrial food pipeline, to a rural life in which they vow to only buy food raised in their own neighborhood, grow it themselves, or learn to live without it. So, like, if strawberries aren't in season, they're not going to eat strawberries. So their daughters learn kind of.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh. They were younger at the time when they were doing this, so they were like, oh, and they learned to eat what's in season. So, you know, hearing all this talk about I eat clean and I eat whole foods, and that's what this family embarked on.
I couldn't do that unless I moved to South America. I'm sorry.
Well, they lived
chocolate and no coffee. I'd have
right. They were, and they also lived in the Carolinas.
That would be so hard.
Yeah, but it's an interesting look at. It makes you think about, well, where does my food come from?
It doesn't
just come from a grocery store shelf, you know, or even just, there's produce in the store.
Right,
where does it come from?
We're
it came so from a truck, and it got trucked across the country, and it got imported, and that kind of thing. So, for those people that are interested in the food pipeline and how... It's a good book. And like I said, if you like audiobooks, she's got a great voice, very soothing. If you have a job where you can listen to audiobooks, I recommend that as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mary, do you have any others?
I do. My other book is Murder on the Rocks. It's the first book in the Max Barr Mysteries, which we have as ebooks that you can download onto your device or computer. Max Barr is one of those nice, friendly places where everyone knows your name. That's great when someone's buying you around, but not so hot when you find yourself atop a list of murder suspects with your fingerprints on the bloody knife. Mackenzie Mac Dalton is a Milwaukee bar owner with a nose for trouble, literally. A neurological glitch has left her with extra perceptive senses. So when she stumbles upon a dead body in the alley behind the bar, the same spot where her own father was shot 8 months earlier, she can tell right away there's something fishy in the air. The lead detective thinks there is a link between the two deaths, but he'll need Max's help to sniff out the murder amid the crowd of eccentric regulars. But when all the evidence points to her as the most likely culprit, it could be an early last call for Mac and celebratory cocktails for a killer. And so it's a fun, cozy mystery series with drink recipes.
Ooh,
so this is for the 21 and over crowd. It's a cute little series, and, you know, like I said, we have it as ebooks that you can download. It's fun, and if you are a fan of cozy mysteries, sort of, murder of the week style, kind of like the TV show Psych, where they have, you know, a different mystery each show. That's kind of what those cozy mysteries are all about, you know, self-contained stories with, you know, an overarching storyline. But it's a fun first entry in a great little series.
Cool.
All right.
Book paired with a cocktail.
Yeah.
Nice. What do you have, Laura?
Okay, my next one is nonfiction. It's Yes, Chef by Marcus Samuelson. So it's an autobiography by the Top Judge, the Top Chef Masters winner, and James Beard Award winner.
Cool. Fancy awards.
Yeah, fancy. It begins with a simple ritual. Every Saturday afternoon, a boy who loves to cook walks to his grandmother's house and helps her prepare a roast chicken for dinner. The grandmother is Swedish, the boy is Ethiopian, and adopted, and he will grow up to become the world-renowned chef, Marcus Samuelson. This book is his love letter to food and family in all its manifestations.
Cool.
So, yeah, he's fun. If you ever catch him on Chopped, he's always a flamboyant dresser. He's a lot of fun. But because he was born in Ethiopia and yet grew up in Swedish, he's got a very eclectic cooking style. I'd love to be able to go to his Harlem restaurant sometime to taste his food because it always looks beautiful in pictures.
Field trip.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right.
Yummy.
Yeah. So, anything else?
I do have... a couple of mysteries along the line of Mary's Cozy.
Cool.
I'm just going to shout out some titles and authors. These are all first books in a series. They're all cozy mysteries, and they all have something to do with food. So, first one up is Asking for Truffle by Dorothy St. James. I know, cozy mysteries a lot of times have a cute little wordplay.
They have the best titles.
Yeah, and the title. Next one, Assaulted Caramel by Amanda Flower, which this is not only a candy shop mystery, but it's also an Amish candy shop mystery. Oh. So there you go, collision of two subgenres. Peaches and Scream by Susan Furlan, which the protagonist's family owns a peach farm, or orchard, I suppose, would be more accurate. And the last one is Rosemary and Crime by Gail West, and that is set in a spice shop, so you get all kinds of interesting info about spices and how to use them.
Excellent. I think you covered the sweet and savory mysteries.
I tried to do it all.
All right, great. Well, thank you for listening to Book Lovers Podcast. Don't forget that, like a good book, you can recommend our podcast to a friend. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, as well as rate and review this podcast. Tweet us at Claremont Library or leave us a comment on Facebook, where Claremont County Public Library. And until next time, read on, reader.